Indigenous leaders in Queensland are demanding the state government ban unvaxxed visitors from communities or risk losing a quarter of the population overnight. First Nations health clinics are struggling to convince residents to roll up their sleeves to get the jab, leaving some remote communities with the lowest vax rates in Australia. Heads of Queensland's Indigenous health services have met for crisis talks on how to deal with a pandemic 2.0 when the border opens in a matter of weeks. Carly Williams explains.
Indigenous health leaders in Queensland have held an emergency meeting to discuss disaster management plans for when the Queensland border opens up in a few weeks.
It was in response to the news of the opening dates that were announced recently. And what that meant, and as we've been sort of speaking about over the last month or so, is the threat that this presents to not only remote communities. I think it's important to understand that vaccination rates in Indigenous communities in urban regions in southeast Queensland are also lagging behind.
That's Dr. Jason King. He's a primary health physician in the Aboriginal community of Yarrabah near Cairns. Vaccination rates among Indigenous people are dangerously lagging because of misinformation and complacency, given these communities have seen next to zero COVID. First Nations people in Townsville and Mackay are 29% double-dosed, while the Cairns region is sitting at 27%. Fully vaxxed residents from interstate hotspots should be able to enter Queensland from mid-November. They must home quarantine for 14 days. All border restrictions will then lift when the state hits its 80% double dose milestone in mid-December.
Whenever you get a group that are meeting who are working in community on the ground at the coalface, you really hear the rawness of their experience. And there was a significant amount of people at that meeting who were quite fearful of what was going to happen.
Meanwhile, Indigenous mayors across 19 communities in Queensland have some ideas. Councillor Wayne Butcher, Mayor of Lockhart River, is pushing the government to ban unvaccinated workers and travellers from communities.
Our biggest challenge now is trying to manage people who are going to come in and out of our community that is not vaccinated. We are asking regional Indigenous organisations and their contractors to respect that we might be putting into place that we won't allow unvaccinated people into our community.
We asked Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles if he would consider Wayne Butcher's request.
We always listen to our community leaders, but our intention is very much that this is the end of those kind of border-based lockdowns, and that's what we want to achieve. That's why we want to achieve that vaccination target. It's why we're working with those mayors to see them reach those targets.
This comes as emerging evidence from overseas reveals just how essential high vaccination rates are to preventing further significant outbreaks, and also the need to maintain COVID restrictions while we open up. Denmark, which has over 80% of its 12 and up population fully vaccinated, is battling a surge in Delta infections. Fleming Conradsen is a health expert with the University of Copenhagen. He says 90% fully vaccinated is the only way to not overwhelm the health system.
We have to keep vaccination very high, higher than what we had expected some months ago. 80% of the adult population is probably not enough.
Councillor Wayne Butcher would be happy to follow this advice and wait till the nation hits 90% fully jabbed.
We should learn from that. I'll be all for it. You know, the more people vaccinated, the better. I guess that's the only defence we've got against COVID.
The Mayor of Lockhart River, Councillor Wayne Butcher, ending that report by Carly Williams.